When you hear that song, you know it is Frisky Friday. And in the house, in the studio today, we have our friends from the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter. Tara De Aguilera is here, and she is the volunteer coordinator. And she's got a guest with her today who I've not met before, Jamie Maddox. And he does a lot of the social media digital coordination for marketing. Welcome, guys. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
I'm so glad you're here. It sounds like you've got a lot of busy things going on, and I know you're busy, so I appreciate you coming in to being on the show today.
Oh, yeah. It's been super busy.
So, Tara, what's going on? Tell me everything.
So we have a lot of things going on for this week. Today at the shelter, we're having a drive-through microchip clinic, and that's from noon until 2. And so even if you have not signed up prior, you can just show up, and we will get you situated. And it's only $10 per pet. You can do cats or dogs. And if you're thinking about microchipping, it's a great way to do it, very cheap, and that's a great thing to have if you have a pet. So if they ever got lost and somebody finds them, they can get them back to you quickly. Or even maybe there's a dispute of ownership, perhaps. Mm-hmm. And when that animal is registered to you, you are the official owner. So
when you say microchip, say for someone that's just getting a dog or a cat for the first time, what is that? What does that mean?
Yeah, so basically it's a small chip. It's probably about the size of a grain of rice, and it's inserted with a needle, and it's very quick. It just takes like a little pop, couple seconds, kind of like basically the same as a vaccination, except for the little chip goes into the animal. It goes underneath the skin, and it's pretty painless, just like getting a shot, nothing major. And so what that entails is, let's say your dog gets loose, they were picked up by animal control or a citizen, they can take them to any veterinarian or any shelter. They would scan them, and then that number is going to pop up. So then that allows you to call that microchip company and get that owner's information and hopefully get them back to their owner. So it's a good thing.
And one of our veterinarians that's been on the show said, be sure and update your registration.
Absolutely, because it doesn't do any good if your information is not current. And we do see that fairly often. So if you're going to get that chip, make sure that you update it, get your current information, have a backup number on there in case you can't be reached, maybe a relative or a friend.
Or your vet.
Yeah, absolutely. So that way, if your pet gets lost, and we see this a lot with, being in the area with hurricanes. So It's really good to have if something happens, heaven forbid you lose your pet during a storm or something, but that way, you can get them back. So it's
and
a
it's
good
only
thing.
$10 tomorrow.
Yes, $10 today.
Oh, I'm sorry, today.
Yeah, $10.
And tell me the times and where again.
And that's at the shelter, which is 4451 Pine Forest Road, Milton, Florida, and it's from 12 until 2, and it's a drive-through clinic, so you don't even have to get out of your car. You just come through. We'll take your pet, get that done, and bring them right back to you.
Very quick. That's so convenient.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And very reasonable cost.
Yes, very cheap. It's going to save you a lot of money that way.
Absolutely. Now, do you have to be a resident of Santa Rosa County?
I'm not sure. I think you do need to be a resident, but if you're not sure, just call the shelter beforehand and they'll be able to let you know for sure.
Okay, that sounds good. And then more is happening on your list.
Yes.
Not just today.
Yeah, it's a busy weekend. So we have that today from 12 until 2. And then tomorrow, weather permitting, we're going to wait until the last minute and see how we do. But we do have an adoption event at the shelter, and that's from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. And so that is going to be, we're going to have a food truck. We're going to have a big yard sale. The Friends of Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter, it's our nonprofit group that supports the shelter. They're having a huge yard sale there from 10 until 2. And then we're going to have $10 adoptions there as well. So we're excited about the event for tomorrow.
So is the $10 across the board, or how does that
dogs
work?
Dogs and cats.
Because usually it's a little more.
It's a little more. So that's just $10 for any dog or cat, and that covers spay and neuter, microchipping, vaccinations that are appropriate for their age, and that's all included in the 10.
That's
so yeah, it's a heck of a deal.
Oh my gosh, yes. That's because it's very expensive, all of that stuff.
Yes,
so
very
that's
much.
Very good deal. And so how are you doing with the shelter now? I understand you're pretty full.
Yes. So we have probably in-house 70 dogs, about 15, 20 cats. Overall, our number is about 280 altogether.
280?
That's including animals in foster care. So we have about 75 cats and kittens in foster care right now, and then a few dogs as well.
That's unbelievable. I had no idea you had that many in foster care.
Yeah, fostering just really saves the day, especially for those neonate kittens that come in, and they have to have round-the-clock care. So this is a way that we can keep them healthy and keep them safe. And then when they're of age, they come into the shelter to be adopted out.
Well, and I think you were telling me last time that it was kitten season. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
Talk a little bit about that. What does that mean?
Kitten season? I think it was just like it's that time of year. It's spring.
Mm-hmm.
The kittens and the cats and dogs are getting a little rambunctious.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, okay. We're starting to see an uptake now. It was kind of slow, and luckily with the spay and neuter clinics that are being done around the area, that it's really making a difference in the community. So our kitten season seems to be starting later as the years have progressed, mm-hmm. which is a good thing. But of course, it's still here now, so we're starting to see them roll in.
Well, one of the things that I have heard from some of the other rescues that we've had on this show on Fridays was talking mm-hmm. about, if you do see a litter of kittens in the wild, don't pick them up and take them right away, because the mother might be out hunting. She might be
Absolutely.
Around. So just wait a little bit. And I heard a great thing. You could put some talcum powder
yes.
around that little
Right.
thing. And if you see footprints, then you know mom's around.
Yes.
And if
you
wait
know,
a little bit.
Absolutely.
I love that. I thought that was really
yeah,
important.
Yeah, and that's a good safe way, because people want to do the right thing and they're thinking they're going to help these poor kittens. But mom's probably out getting some breakfast. And so if you take those kittens away, they have a much higher survival rate, obviously, if they stay with mom. So mm-hmm. we want to leave them where they're at. And it's a little saying, don't kitnap. So wait till 8.
Aww.
So when they're 8 weeks of old, 8 weeks of age, excuse me, they, you know, that's when you want to get them adopted out or socialized. So if you see kittens, you know, in the wild, like you said, just put, you know, keep an eye out. And if they're abandoned, if no mom's around, then you want to get them assistance. But if mom's around, their best chance of survival is to stay with mom.
Well, that's great advice. If you have a question for our friends from the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter about pet care, microchipping, spay and neutering, how you can volunteer, how you could donate, just text it in, 850-437-1620. So you have the microchipping event today.
Yes.
The adoption event is tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Okay. What yes. else is happening at the shelter now?
So basically, we're just getting ready for summer. And so we're looking, as always, for new volunteers. And dog walkers are part of our bread and butter. We can't get all these dogs out by ourselves. We don't have enough staff. So we rely on our volunteers to help. And then, of course, fostering is so important. So if you're not sure about adopting, or you're not ready to adopt, or maybe your schedule doesn't allow it, you can always foster. That can be a week or it can be a month. We're very flexible on that. And it really helps animals get a break from the shelter, or maybe they need to get if we have a medical issue, maybe they just need to rehab after a surgery, things like that. So there's always a place, if you're interested in fostering, where we can use your help.
Well, that's great. So where do I go if I am interested? How can I sign up, or who do I talk to?
Just go to our website, and if you scroll down, there should be a few links for volunteering or whatever else we were speaking of.
Yeah, we have volunteer and fostering mm-hmm. buttons there. So, and you can always call the shelter directly or just stop in, and we'll be glad to give you that information. And our number is 850-983-4680.
And what's the website?
Website is santarosa.fl.gov/animals.
Okay, we've got several more things to talk about this morning with our friends from the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter. If you've got a question, text it on in, 850-437-1620. You're listening to Pep Talk on Frisky Friday. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Good morning. It's Frisky Friday on Pep Talk. We have our friends Tara and, oh my goodness, tell me your name again.
Jamie.
Tara and Jamie are here with the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter. We just got a text in from our friend Stefan Schmidt, who was just on with Boat Smart. And I want to be Stefan's dog. His dog's name is Gator. That part I could leave behind since I'm a Georgia Bulldog. But his dog's name is Gator. And guess where he got Gator from?
So I hear you got him from our shelter, huh?
Yes. He said wow. He got him from Santa Rosa and says, best dog ever. Sent
That's
a picture
awesome.
In of Gator. Now, Gator is on a boat.
That's
shocker.
Amazing.
And he looks like he's just relaxing in the sun, having a great time. So, you know, let's grow up and be,
yeah,
get adopted.
Sounds like yeah. a good way to live, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, not bad at all.
Yeah.
Our dogs are pretty great.
Yeah, so thanks, Stefan, for setting that in. That's awesome. So let's talk a little bit about how people can help. We were discussing the Bissell event. Is that what you said?
Yes.
So what is that?
Yeah, so the Bissell Foundation is this nonprofit organization founded by Kathy Bissell, who is a sort of a Wonder Woman philanthropist who is set out to help get shelter animals adopted as quick as possible. And so we're working with her and her organization. So from May 1st to 15th, we will have reduced adoption rates for just $10, which I think is a huge incentive for people to come stop by and, you know, try to adopt for themselves and add to their families.
That
Absolutely.
Sounds great.
Yeah, and another thing that's great about that is, so sometimes people are not really thinking about adopting, and when they hear, oh, there's an event going on, maybe they'll stop in. And it's surprising sometimes you walk away with the best friend of your life. You just never know. So
I know. Yeah. It's happened to me.
And we encourage people to take them out of the kennels, too, if they're interested. Because a lot of the times, you know, this shelter can be very stressful, particularly for the dogs. And there's a lot of barking, a lot of activity, and people walk through, and they're going to be rambunctious, whereas take a minute and take them out, you're going to see more of their real personality. So we encourage that because our dogs are really loud and people are like, oh, these dogs are terrible. But it's not their personality. It's just them trying to get your attention. So, you know, take a few minutes. And if you tell the staff what you're looking for, we love pairing people up. Sometimes your best bet may not be what you envisioned, and it might be the perfect match for you.
Well, they're afraid.
Yes,
they're just afraid. How would you like to be locked up and all of a sudden you got all these people around you barking?
Or you're like, hey, I'm trying to get your attention. And so they're barking to be like, look at me, look at me. But it's coming across as you know, not positive. But so, you know, talk to the staff and tell us what you are looking for. If you're looking for a calm dog, or if you're looking for a family friendly dog, you know, whatever it is that you need for your lifestyle, we obviously will have a dog for you. So or a cat.
Well, I love the doggy day out.
Yeah,
tell us how that works.
Yeah, Doggy Day Out is a great way just to help one of our dogs get out for the day, get a little break, and it's great for you because there's no commitment. You basically just go online, go to our booking area, you sign up, and you come and check out a dog for the day. We give you a little backpack with little toys and treats for the dog and information so you can go out and enjoy the day. You have a little report card to fill out when you come back to let us know how the dog, you know, behaved, how he was out. You can take him to the park. If you just want to take the dog home and watch Netflix with your dog, we're totally fine with that. And I'm sure the dog would love the AC and would love the quiet home as opposed to the loud shelter. And the thing about this is it allows us to get more information about the dog that can help them get adopted. For example, did they do well in the car? Did they spook at noises? Things like that. Sometimes we just don't know about things until we get information from a foster or a Doggy Day Out. So it can really be beneficial to help get them adopted.
You get to know their real personality,
absolutely,
whether they get along with kids,
yeah,
that kind of thing.
And things that we just can't tell by having them at the shelter.
Sure, that makes perfect sense. So again, the times and date, the Bissell event is when again? Because I was actually looking at a text when
the
you were talking about
event. It. So that is going on from May 1st. This is nationwide, by the way. So this is going from May 1st through May 15th. So shelters nationwide are participating in this. But we will have an event, specifically a pop-up event outside our main office tomorrow, specifically in, I guess, celebration of this.
Yes.
Okay, excellent. And that's the adoption event.
Yes,
okay.
10 till 2 and yard sale fun and food truck, and the crew of Wicked Pirates also are going to be there, so it'll be a fun day.
Okay, so we had a text come in, and this is the second one today from this listener, so I appreciate your kindness. It says, it is obvious that Tara and Jamie are a lady and a gentleman whose kindness and intelligence is exceeded only by their charm and good nature.
Thank you very much. Sure. Appreciate
that. They work hard, we know, so we appreciate that. This is Pep Talk and Frisky Friday, 850-437-1620. If you've got a question about the Santa Rosa Animal Shelter, these are your experts. And speaking of that, my question is always, what can I do? I may not be able to adopt or foster a dog right now, but what else could I do to help out?
Sure. So there are many ways to help out. If you have time and you want to volunteer, we always need volunteers. There's a place for everyone. You can do administrative work. You can do cleaning, organizing, or dog walking, or you can help with the cats. We have offsite events on almost every weekend that you can assist with. If you're like, oh, I don't know about that, you know, you can do Doggy Day Outs. You can foster. If you don't have those things in your schedule, maybe you have pets at home, maybe you're super busy with your family, but you still want to help, you can always donate monetarily. We have information on our website. We also have a great Wishlist Wednesday that goes to our Amazon account, so we have things on there that we could use.
So I can go to Amazon and see what you need.
Yeah, you don't even have to come. You can stay in your pajamas and go to our
now
wish
you're
list.
Talking.
Yeah, and do a little shopping and then send us some goodies, and it's all for the animals and things that we need. We try to put little notes on there to let you know if you see something, you're like, what is this for? You know, obviously busy bones. We also have leads and things like that, and those are for our volunteers, so when they walk dogs, they'll have a nicer leash. Just different things that we could use at the shelter. And so, but that's a way to help. Also, just donations like paper towels, blankets.
Do you take dog
like
and cat food and that kind of thing, or how does that work?
So we have a special, we are on a schedule with using Pedigree and IMES for the cats and dogs. Mm-hmm. But if you have something you want to donate it, if we can't use it, we'll make sure to put it in our community corner so either our fosters or the public can use it, so it's never going to go to waste. We're going to make sure somebody uses it. Absolutely.
That's great. Okay. And what are the shelter hours and days?
Okay. So, yeah, Monday through Saturday, we're open 11:30 till 4, with the exception of Wednesdays, we're there till 6:30. So,
which is great if you work.
Yeah.
9 to 5.
You have time to come by and adopt somebody after work if you want.
There you go. That works. Okay. And then you're not open on Sunday.
Not open on Sunday. Okay. Staff is there every day, though, so you don't have to worry about the pets. They are being cared for every single day, Christmas Day, New Year's Day. We're always there, but open to the public every day but Sunday.
Okay. We're talking with our friends at the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter, 850-437-1620 if you've got a question. This is Pep Talk on Frisky Friday. Got to take a break, but we'll be back in just a couple minutes. Good morning. This is Pep Talk and Frisky Friday. Our Frisky Friday guests are Tara and Jamie from Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter. We've got a couple of big events coming on. If you just joined us, let's talk about what's happening today and tomorrow.
Yeah, so today we have a microchip clinic going on from 12 to 2 p.m. Outside our main office. And tomorrow we will have a pop-up adoption event celebrating the hashtag Empty the Shelters thing that the Bissell Foundation is sort of funding. And so that will be going on from
10 a.m. till 2 p.m. tomorrow.
Yep,
I love that. Empty the shelters. That's what we want to do, right?
Absolutely. If we can do it, we would love to.
Okay. So we really need to let everybody know where you're located. Maybe even give a sort of a description of how to get there, kind of some landmarks around it.
Yeah. So we're at 4451 Pine Forest Road, Milton, Florida, not Pensacola. And so if you take the interstate, you can get off on Avalon, and we're just a hop, skip, and a jump down the way. Or you can go down Highway 90 and turn on to Avalon, and we are off Avalon. So it's not too far out of the way. Just GPS is, and you'll get there in a jiffy. And again, tomorrow we'll be there 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. There'll be a huge yard sale there. So if you're interested in yard selling, come by and find some bargains and then come see the puppies.
Oh, I just wanted to add that the microchip clinic will be $10. And then also we have reduced adoption fees for from May 1st to May 15th. So tomorrow, especially, we'll have reduced adoption fees. So and that is $10.
That's amazing. And that covers what? Have you given me a whole list?
Yeah, that covers spay and neuter, microchipping, and age-appropriate vaccination. So it's hundreds of dollars of veterinary care for $10. Yeah. And that way, whatever amount you were going to spend on the animal to get them, you know, to adopt them, you can use that for supplies, for heartworm prevention, new bed, things
mm-hmm.
like that.
Well, that's so wonderful that you're doing that. Something to do this weekend for sure, the microchipping event today. You've got an adoption event tomorrow. And then give us your website again in case someone can't do those things. They can actually go on Amazon, see your wish list, and some other things. So if I want to look at the dogs, aren't they on your website too?
Yes, our website is santarosa.fl.gov/animals. So you can go and see all of our adoptable pets there. And then if you go to our Facebook page, we've got our Amazon wish list link there, and you can see all the things that we maybe could use if you're interested in you know, sending anything. And another thing you can always do to help is network. Just if you see a dog, or we have a post on our Facebook of a dog or a cat that needs to be adopted, just share it. That's mm-hmm. a good way to help too.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's a great idea. I love that. So there's so much happening, and if you do find a stray, what's the best thing to do?
Best thing to do is check with your neighbors. Most of the time, they're within a mile of their home. So mm-hmm. check with the neighbors. If it's a dog that you've never seen before, chances are he may have just gotten out. He's probably not dumped. He's probably just
running
around. Yeah, so you can take a picture and post it on your local lost and found pages. That's the best thing to do. And then, you know, if you're able to get it scanned at a clinic or shelter to see if there's a microchip, that's always a good way to get them back to their owner as well.
Okay, well, we have run out of time, but do give your phone number again and your website.
So phone number is 850-983-4680 and santarosa.fl.gov/animals.
Thank you both for being here. I know how busy you are right now. I really appreciate you coming and being on Frisky Friday on Pep Talk. Great to have you. Again, the microchipping event today, is it 10 to 2?
12 to 2.
12 to 2. Okay. And tomorrow the adoption event is?
10 to 2.
10 to 2. Okay. Thank you so much. This is Pep Talk. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll see you again on Monday morning at 9.